Welcome to Upfront Trading's podcast, and welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into a topic that's, well, often talked about, but maybe not always fully understood. Emotional intelligence. You hear it called EI, and its close cousin, EQ, emotional quotient. Especially how it plays out in the workplace. You know, just imagine for a sec, that colleague who always handles tricky conversations so smoothly, or the one who can just calm a tense meeting down. Or even just seems to get what the team's feeling without anyone saying a word. That's kind of the power we're digging into today. Our mission here is really to unpack the source material you sent over and show how high emotional intelligence isn't just, you know, a soft skill. It's more like a superpower, honestly, something that can genuinely reshape careers, whole company cultures even. We'll get into why high EQ is such a game changer for your professional success. We'll look at practical ways you can actually boost your own EQ. And just as important, we'll explore what happens when this skill is, well, surprisingly low. Think of this deep dive as your shortcut, really. Your way to get properly informed on something that affects your career path, your day-to-day happiness at work, maybe even your fulfillment overall. Okay, let's get into it. So, to start us off, let's lay the groundwork. When we talk about emotional intelligence, what are we really talking about? At its most basic, right? EI is about recognizing, understanding, and yeah, managing our own emotions. And just as key, recognizing and understanding the emotions of other people. It's this mix of self-awareness, knowing what you feel and why, and self-regulation, handling those feelings well. Plus empathy, seeing things from others' shoes. It's that blend that can totally change your workplace interactions, boost productivity, collaboration, the works. Sounds simple maybe, but the impact is huge.
Yeah. And it's interesting because you hear emotional intelligence and emotional quotient, EI and EQ, used almost interchangeably, right? In everyday chat media. But there's a subtle difference, and it's actually kind of important. Emotional intelligence, EI, that's the capability itself, the big concept. It's the skill set, basically. Being able to perceive emotions, understand them, use that information, manage feelings, both yours and others, all to, you know, adapt better or achieve your goals. It's about navigating that tricky emotional landscape. Now, emotional quotient, EQ, that's the measurement.
Ah, okay. Like an IQ score.
Exactly like IQ, but for emotional stuff. Mm-hmm. It's the score you might get on a test designed to, well, quantify your EI. Yeah. These tests look at things like your self-awareness, how you manage yourself, social skills, relationships. So when we casually say someone has high EQ, we usually mean they've got strong EI skills, strong competencies.
Right, the underlying ability.
Precisely. Yeah. And why flag this distinction? Because the sources we looked at really stress that EI is a major predictor of success at work. Often even more so than traditional things like IQ.
Right.
It underpins so much leadership, teamwork, innovation. It's kind of the secret sauce.
That's a really helpful clarification. So, okay, focusing on these practical skills, these competencies, the ripple effects you mentioned of having high emotional intelligence at work sound massive. It really touches everything, doesn't it? From leading projects to just daily team huddles.
Oh, absolutely profound. They really do ripple out. If we break down the specific advantages, first off, there's enhanced communication. Big one.
Oh, okay.
With high EI, you're not just hearing the words people say. You're picking up on the underlying feelings, the intentions. That means clearer, much more empathetic communication, which is gold for bridging different perspectives.
Yeah, I can see that. Less talking past each other.
Exactly. Imagine a meeting, right? Stuck on a decision, tensions high but unspoken. Someone with high EI can sense that. They can address it constructively, guide the chat towards a real solution.
Oh.
Not by forcing it, but right, by understanding what's driving everyone. Huge difference. Second big advantage, stress resilience.
We could all use more of that.
Tell me about it. Look, high EI doesn't make you immune to stress, obviously.
Yeah.
But it makes you way better at managing it, keeping your cool when things get intense. You don't just, like, react on impulse when deadlines hit or conflicts flare up.
You respond more thoughtfully.
Right. You have the internal tools to process those tough emotions without getting swept away. Think of that person who stays calm in a crisis while everyone else is losing it. Probably high EI at play. And third, there's a real skill in conflict resolution.
Okay. Turning arguments into something useful.
Pretty much. High EI gives you the tools to handle conflicts constructively. It's not about winning the fight. It's about turning those clashes into chances for the team to grow, to understand each other better. Instead of seeing disagreement as just bad, you see it as, well, information. You use empathy, clear talk, to find the root cause and work towards something that works for everyone.
That person who smooths things over and brings people back together.
That's likely someone demonstrating good EI. So yeah, really take a moment and think, how could these skills change your daily grind, your interactions.
It really makes you think, visualizing those benefits. How many daily frustrations could just dissolve if there was more EI floating around? But okay, let's look at the flip side. Our sources didn't explicitly list disadvantages of low EQ, but they definitely hinted at it, contrasting it with the good stuff. So what happens when these skills are missing in an individual or maybe even across a whole team or company? What does that look like?
It's a really important question, actually, because low EI can definitely feed into or even create what the source is called negative dynamics, things that really pull down morale.
Makes sense.
Think about it. If there's a lack of empathy, if people can't regulate their own emotions well, if communication keeps breaking down, you get a pretty toxic environment fast. Disagreements become personal attacks. Feedback feels like criticism.
Resentment builds up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows how to talk about the emotional stuff constructively. That's the kind of place low EI can foster. And you mentioned the Microsoft example earlier, that pre-Nadella culture.
Right, the cutthroat one.
Yeah. Described as having intense internal competition. That sounds like a place where low collective EQ could really thrive, unfortunately. When people genuinely struggle to see things from another's viewpoint, that lack of perspective taking,
it leads to constant misunderstandings.
Totally. Misinterpretations, resentment, no psychological safety. People are afraid to speak up, afraid to be wrong, and folks with lower EI might also really struggle to communicate effectively or set boundaries in a respectful way.
So endless arguments that go nowhere.
Yeah, conflicts just simmer. Teamwork breaks down. It becomes, well, draining. And that negativity spreads, hitting everything from keeping good people to coming up with new ideas.
Wow, that paints a pretty clear and honestly kind of bleak picture of what's at stake. But, and this is the really good news, right? Emotional intelligence isn't fixed. You're not just stuck with what you've got. It's something you can work on. It's a journey, really. Self-reflection, learning, practice.
Absolutely. It's a skill, or maybe a set of skills.
Yeah.
And like any skill, you can improve with deliberate effort. And there are definitely actionable things you can do. Starting right now, even. A big one is practicing mindfulness and meditation.
Okay. How does that help, specifically?
Well, regular mindfulness isn't just about chilling out. It seriously boosts your self-awareness, like really tuning into your emotions as they happen. And it helps with emotional regulation, choosing how you respond instead of just reacting, building that internal emotion radar. Another key thing, focus on emotional literacy.
Meaning?
Expanding your vocabulary for feelings. Most of us just say, I'm fine, or I'm stressed.
Guilty.
Right.
Right.
But can you tell the difference between feeling frustrated versus overwhelmed versus maybe just anxious? The better you can name your feelings, the better you can understand them, manage them, and talk about them clearly, leads to much better conversations.
Yeah.
And finally, empathetic engagement. Actively try, like, make it a practice to understand where your colleagues are coming from emotionally.
Really putting yourself in their shoes.
Yes. Listen actively. Notice the nonverbals. It's not just about being nice. It fosters real empathy, real inclusion. Build stronger teams, period.
And this brings us back to that Microsoft story, which is just fascinating. Satya Nadella, taking over in 2014, he walks into that cutthroat culture we talked about. A huge successful company, sure, but kind of struggling internally. Low morale, maybe innovation wasn't firing on our cylinders because of that low collective EI.
Yeah, that was the narrative.
And Nadella makes this very deliberate strategic choice, shift the culture towards empathy, collaboration, and that growth mindset, which is basically EI principles baked into the company strategy.
Absolutely. It was a conscious pivot.
And his actions showed it, encouraging that learn it all, not know it all vibe, valuing learning from mistakes.
Huge shift.
And really pushing for understanding others' perspectives across the whole company, like asking managers, what did you learn? Not just what did you achieve? That's different. And there was that specific example, the learning tools for OneNote.
Yes.
Built specifically for users with dyslexia. That wasn't just a feature ad. That showed real empathy for different user needs.
Demonstrating that understanding.
And the results. Pretty staggering, apparently. Employee satisfaction went up, engagement too, collaboration improved. And this renewed focus, fueled by EI, actually sparked innovation. Big growth in cloud, in AI.
Yeah, the turnaround was remarkable.
It really shows how focusing on EI top-down can genuinely transform a massive organization.
And that example just perfectly highlights how these EI skills help you manage those tricky workplace situations we mentioned, like dealing with negativity. When you're faced with someone being negative, perspective-taking lets you hit pause. Instead of just reacting to their bad mood, you try to understand why. Maybe they're stressed about something outside work. Maybe they misunderstood something.
So you don't just jump to conclusions.
Exactly. It leads to a much more empathetic and, frankly, effective response. Moves you from judging to understanding. Then you've got assertive communication. Using EI here means expressing your own needs and boundaries clearly but respectfully.
Standing your ground without being a jerk about it.
Precisely. Protecting your energy. If a colleague keeps dumping work on you, high EI helps you say, calmly but firmly, here's my capacity, let's figure out a solution together. Fosters fairness. And tied to that, absolutely crucial for your own sanity, is boundary setting.
Protecting your well-being.
Yes. Healthy boundaries keep interactions professional and constructive, not draining. These are all direct ways cultivating EI helps you navigate those complex human dynamics much more skillfully. And with less personal cost.
Okay, so for listeners who are thinking, right, I want to work on this, maybe even measure where I'm at, our sources mentioned specific tools, didn't they? Assessment tools.
They did. There are well-regarded ones out there.
What was the EQI 2.0? What's that one about?
That's a self-report assessment. So you answer questions about yourself. It gives you a baseline on things like your self-perception, how you express emotions, your people skills, decision-making, stress handling.
So you see your strengths and maybe areas to work on?
Exactly. Often used in coaching, leadership development, helps target your efforts.
And the other one mentioned was the Mayer Salovey Caruso Emotional Intelligence Test, MSCEIT. That sounds more formal.
It is, in a way. It's different because it's performance-based.
Meaning?
Instead of asking how you think you are, it gives you tasks, scenarios.
Yeah.
It measures your actual ability to perceive emotions, use them, understand them, manage them.
So less about self-perception, more about your skills in action.
Right. Often used in research, clinical settings, but also corporate training. Both tools offer concrete insights, helping you figure out where to focus your energy for improvement. And beyond those formal tests, technology is really stepping up to help with EQ development in everyday ways.
Oh, interesting. Like apps.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Mood Meter app from Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence.
Yeah.
It helps you log and analyze your emotions through the day. Just makes you more aware. How am I feeling right now? Why?
Builds that self-awareness muscle.
Definitely. Then there are platforms like OG Life Lab. It's mobile learning modules, coaching, interactive stuff focused on building emotional skills, kind of like an EQ coach in your pocket. And thinking about scaling this, virtual reality, VR training is pretty cutting edge here.
VR for EI. How does that work?
Companies like Tailspin create these realistic simulations. You might be having a tough talk with a virtual boss or mediating a team conflict. It lets you practice empathy, communication, conflict skills in a lifelike, but safe space.
Make mistakes without real consequences.
Exactly. And you get real-time feedback. It helps build that muscle memory for handling difficult interactions. Super immersive, potentially very effective for developing these crucial skills.
Okay, so let's bring this all together. What feels really clear from our deep dive today is that emotional intelligence, it's not just a soft skill, not some fuzzy concept. It's fundamental, measurable, a core part of professional success, and honestly, personal fulfillment too.
Absolutely.
Putting effort into developing your EI, it genuinely boosts your career path, opens doors you might not even see otherwise. And bigger picture, it helps create workplaces that are just better, more positive, more productive, more innovative for everyone. So the journey to higher emotional intelligence, it's a really rewarding investment in yourself, professionally, and personally. The payoff goes way beyond just the office walls, right? Think about your relationships, your stress levels, how effective you could be just by honing these skills.
It really touches everything.
We definitely encourage you to keep exploring these ideas, keep learning, and for more deep dives into critical skills and knowledge like this, be sure to visit the Upfront Trading Podcast. Thanks so much for joining us today.